Today's daf from Masechet Shabbos, daf Kuf Mem Hey. We continue with the topic of Schita, squeezing of different foods on Shabbos. We have in the middle of Amud Aleph regarding pickled vegetables. Rav and Shmuel teach, they say that if the vegetable of the pickle was squeezed for itself, the juice is permitted, meaning to eat it. But if it was squeezed for the pickle juice to come out, it's not Shabbos violation, according to them, it's still us, either a banan, it's pater aval asr. Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan at the end of the Gemara says, achiv chatas, but that's the opinion of Rav and Shmuel. So Rashi says the reason why it's not a pure malacha is because the liquid is not being expelled from the vegetable, it's superficial. It only came into the vegetable through the pickling process. Tosfos, on the other hand, say that Rav was reflecting his own opinion in this matter, as we saw yesterday. The only true Shabbos violation of squeezing food is on grapes and olives. So they then ask, according to Rashi, why it's prohibited to stuff a rag to plug up a jug, because it could bring about an Isser Schita, it's problematic of squeezing on Shabbos. So why should this be so, according to Rashi's logic? So shouldn't it be a Torah violation, a Shabbos violation? So Rav Neventhal explains in Malachal Shabbos on page Kuvav that Rashi would have to say, by the rag, the water would be considered Gidule Karka, but by the growing by the ground, but by the pickle, where the water is absorbed, they're not Gidule Karka. And therefore, we establish back on Ayin Hamad Aleph, Ein Disha La Gidule Karka, this is the malacha we're talking about, the malacha of Dash. Therefore, that Gemara says over there that it's only a malacha when it's dealing with that which grows in the ground. So Tosos is also consistent here, as they follow Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara back there. Yesh Disha El Gidule Karka, that is a debate over there, and that's Tosos' opinion. So this Machlokas Rishonim will lend itself to a fascinating debate among the later commentaries, the Achronim, how to, halachically speaking, view this liquid inside of the pickle. The Yeshua Yaakov and Shinchaf Sivkat and Beis explains the two sides of the coin in this discussion. He says, if we view the liquid that's gone into a given food as absorbed inside of the food, then the defining feature of Schita is a violation of Shabbos, and the reason is because it's Yitzirat HaMashke. You're creating the liquid from the squeezing itself, from the process itself. Therefore, if the liquid by your pickle came in during pickling, so then you're not creating anything because it was there before. So that would be an approach of Rashi. And if the liquid that goes in is just being stored in the vegetable, then the chiyuv schita is defined by its revealing of the juice in the fruit, which would be a Shabbos violation for the pickle, because that's exactly what happens during the pickling process. Comes a Soch Shavar Rebbe in the Igle Tal, Malachas Dash, Sivkat and Zayin, Osyot Zayin, and says we have to differentiate between liquid and clothing versus food. Whereas by clothing, the liquid absorbed is still liquid, but by food, once the liquid goes in, it's no longer a liquid, it's no longer a mashka, it's transformed to become food. It takes the status of ochel, just in line with the opinion that holds mashkin blie, that the liquid is absorbed, and by squeezing that item, you're actually creating the liquid, and this explanation would fit with Tosos as well. By Rav and Shmuel, who in our Gemara said squeezing the pickled vegetables is patra v'lasur, it's exempt, but it's still rabbinically prohibited, the liquid inside doesn't lose its liquid status, or we don't have to call it a new liquid at all. Those are different ways to understand it. Three quick applications in halacha. If someone wants to squeeze out excess vinegar from a pickle, if you plan to eat it right away, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kelchaser, Avad Yosef in Yalkut Yosef, Shabbos, Volume 3, page 350, permit this. Second is from Rabbi Ribiat, to squeeze out vegetable oil from latkes. If you're doing it for the removal of the oil and just before eating, that's okay. The last is squeezing out gravy from meat, fish, or chicken. Now, his concern is that if there's water or wine in the gravy, that might be best to try to avoid squeezing those foods to get the gravy out.